Today's learning from the Nishma's Chaim Luzik from Shari Moshe and the Rivkipas Moshe is really from Nachman Moshe, but he's close to Shlema Chaim Moshe Shiva Malka and Miriam Bracha Basara Malka, Matritzim and Fagel Dina. He's close for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding by Simon Reish Yud, and actually very Nagadic Simon. We'll go through it over here. When somebody eats less than kezayis, what is the halacha? Says the mechaber, oichol pachas mikezayis. We eat less than kezayis. Bei mi pas, bei mi shar chol, whether it's bread or other foods. Vashoyis, if somebody drinks pachas merviyas, bei mi yain, bei mi shar mashkin, mevarech tchila bracha ruyel oisemi. You have to make the bracha rishayna, right? You know, asal henes malamazebeli bracha. Ula achrav. However, you do not make a bracha achrayin if you ate less than a kezayis, so you drank less than revius. So before we go further in the mechaber, let's go back over here to the Mishnah Berurah. Kol ha'ichol kol ha'chol mitzdarf le'kezayis levarach le'en bracha achrayin aruy lehen. It says, first of all food is mitzdarf in order to get the bracha that is right. So if I, it's not that I need to eat a kezayis of cake and a gazayas of maisi kedera, that was also a mezainis. If I ate a half a gazayas of each, it combines for bracha achrayin. This that he said, that if you ate less than a gazayas, is that was your total consumption was less than a gazayas. Okay. Now, imish shivas haminim, if let's say I ate a half a gazayas of a remine and a half a gazayas of grapes, then bracha achas mayim shalosh. Im shaloi mishivas aminim, leinim bar in the fashas rabbis. I ate a half a gazayas of fish and a half a gazayas of meat, bar in the fashas rabbis. Ochel chatzi zayas mishivas aminim, chatzi zayas achar. What happens if I ate, here's an interesting halacha, what happens if I ate a chatzi zayas shivas aminim, so I ate a half a gazayas of grapes, and the chatzi zayas achar, and I ate a half a gazayas of apples. Mevarach acharei, bar in the fashas rabbis, and then you make a bar in the fashas rabbis. Now this, we'll pause for a second, just to touch on this thing, because it's a very interesting halacha. So again, Mechaber said that if I ate a half a kezayis of a bar nefashas, and I ate a half a kezayis of a shivas aminim, I make a bar nefashas. Now, if I would have eaten a kezayis of the shivas aminim, it would be aleit. I would have eaten a kezayis of the other food, it would have been a bar nefashas. Here, we're saying half a kezayis of something that's aleit, half a kezayis of something that's about bar nefashas, I'm at star of them and I make a bar nefashas. Why? Now, to make the question a little bit tougher, is we learned previously that if I ate a kezayis of shivas aminim and I make a bar nefashas, I'm not yotze. All of a sudden over here, I was mitzdar of my half a kezayis of shivas aminim, my half a kezayis of other meat. I was mitzdar of them and they became a bar nefashas. So what they explain is, first of all, number one, two parts to this. Number one is that I never over here had a chiyuv of ala eitz because I never ate a half a gezayis of ala eitz. In the case where I told you the bar nefashas doesn't work for the ala eitz is because I ate a ala eitz and then I made the wrong bracha achrayin. I had a chiyuv of ala eitz and therefore it doesn't work. I have to go ahead and I can make a and I could, they could be mitzvah make a bar nefashas. Now Pinchas Scheinberg explains it slightly deeper. And it's really beautiful. He says as follows. He says, really, the bracha achrayna on the aleitz is really bar nefashas, except because it's the shivas aminim. Sorry, the bracha achrayna for the shivas aminim is a bar nefashas. However, since it's more chashiv, the chacham elevated and made an aleitz. But the initial starting point is that it's a bar nefashas. So, being that I never ate the kezayis of the shivas aminim, I never got the chiyuv of the ala eitz, it remained at a bar nefashas, and therefore you're being really mitzar of two of the same thing, and therefore very important halacha, even though you ate a half a kezayis of each one, the mitzar of into a bar nefashas. Who are then? Kezayis chatzizayis pas, chatzizayis medavet shemavach bar nefashas, ate a half a kezayis of bread, and a half a kezayis of a bar nefashas, mevarach bar nefashas rabbis, you make a bar nefashas. V'chala mashkin, mitzar for lervius. Now, I drank a half a kezayis of grape juice, a half a kezayis of soda, not kezayis, half a revius. They're mitzdarf, same idea. Food is mitzdarf, so too mashk is mitzdarf for revius. So what about food and drink? Dehenu. I drank less than Revius, and I drank less than a Gezayas. Aim at starve. Hafilin Yibarin Fashas. In that case, drink and food is not mitzvah. Food and food is mitzvah. Drink and food is not mitzvah. Okay. Now, so a couple of other important notes to this halacha. Tzir, shalgabe yarek. You have a gravy or sauce that's on the vegetables, mitzvah l'kazayas. So when you're measuring, did I eat a kazayas of vegetables or not? And it has the brine is the actual type of tzir on it. That's included. The chol achshuri eichel, anything that's used to flavor the eichel, mashke habol matekes eichel, right? So any food that's coming to sweeten or flavor the food, eichelhu, that is considered food. So it's not like I was mitzvah of mashke and food, drink and food. It's food and food because it's there as part of the food. V'hu adin v'pasa shari b'mashke. Let's say I took a half a kazayas bread and I soaked it in oil. So now combined, it became more than a kazayas, oibiyayin, oibiraitiv, or in a sauce, a filo machal apas. There, it's also mitzvah because that's not, once again, considered lik mashka and food. It's considered all food, and therefore it is mitzvah. Now, avol machal papas in my right to beloy tibul. What happens if I ate the bread and I separately ate this sauce? So I normally would have. I didn't dip it in. I ate them separately. Then it's mashka and eichel, and therefore it's ain mitzvah. Ah, now. He qualifies that. You remember we learned that, for example, you took vegetables and you just cooked it in water without going through their whole sugya again. But let's say the sauce had the same bracha as the food. So let's say I had a liquid that had a hadama bracha, and I was also eating hadama. Efshin the mitzarif right to the Michael, then maybe it is mitzarif tzarchi, and so over there you're running into a problem. That case is not so applicable. So we're not going to go too deep into it. Avol. Hakazayas ma'at. Och, I'm sorry. Ochel, not avol. Ochel. Someone ate. Okay. Now here's an important, another important halacha to this. Right? So till now we said that if I didn't eat a kazayas, I don't have to make a, I don't make a bracha achrayna. I ate a kazayas, I make a bracha achrayna. Now, ochel kazayas ma'at ma'at. Unishtaya harba bachilose. I ate my kazayas slowly. And I took me a very long time to eat this kazayas. Im yesh mitchilas achila, okay, not between bites, but it's not like tchum that you measure 70 amos from each house, right? And you keep starting over. You start from the beginning of your eating to your end of your kazayas. At soif achila yosem kedei achilas pras. I waited longer than kedei achilas pras. We'll have to discuss how long is achilas pras. Ain a mitzarif. It's not mitzarif. Okay. So again, if I ate from the beginning of the bread, I washed, I sat down to eat, and I started made amaitzi. Now it took me from my first bite of the amaitzi until the last bite of the amaitzi. It took me more than chilas pras. We'll see if it's bite or swallow. But let's go now with the chumra dika time that it starts counting from when you took your first bite. Till I finished eating a kazayas took me longer than chilas pras. Once again, there's no bracha achrayna. And this is very important. So we sit down to eat. We have to, at least initially, from the beginning, or at some point during our eating, we have to eat a kezayas in kedei achilas pras, or we don't have a chiyuv of bracha achrayna. A shia pras, how long is that? I am a common simon tofresh yud beis, sheyesh deis, in gimel beim, I dalet beim. How much is a pras? There's a machloikis if it's three beim or four. You should use the time of three bayim. Okay, so bottom line is, what's achilas pras? It's the amount of time that it takes for an average person. One sheet holds that it's the amount of time that it takes for each person individually. You have to measure separately, but most of the place can hold that you go based on the average person. It's the amount of time it takes the average person to eat either three or four bayim. The big machloikas in the shittas, you've all probably in the yeshiva days went through this when it came to Pesach. It ranges from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. Okay, most of the shittas are in the 4 to 6 minute range, but it ranges from 2 minutes to 9 minutes is the amount of the kedei achilas pras. Now, depending on what you're doing, you should be machbe either way. So let's say as a chayil on Yom Kippur has to eat, right? He should wait between each bite 9 minutes. Because you want to go with the chumra dikashita of how much is kedei achilas pras, it shouldn't be considered an achila, or at least a downgraded achila. It comes to bracha achrayna, you should try to stick to the 4 minutes. You should eat at least a kazayas in the 4 minute range. Because of prima gadim, chalzei rak lini shir kazayas. So there's one exception to this rule. If I ate enough bread that I'm completely satiated when I finished eating, even if I ate very slow, there, that's a chiv deraisa, a chalt of a zavata. I was mekayim of a zavata. I was satiated. Therefore, you'd still have the chiv of birchas hamazon. But if I'm not satiated, so it's only the rabbanon, or any one of the other bracha achrayinus, bar nefashos, or the man shalosh, any one of the other bracha achrayinus, if it took me more than four to 9 minutes, let's say, then I do not have a chiyuv. I cannot make a bracha achrayinus. The akapanim is about the kriyim. Hey, how you pat now? There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of negedik halachas over here. How you pass sufganin, right? So sufganiyot is donuts. The reason they're called sufganiyot because they're blown up, right? It's a small little ball of dough that's grown blown up into something much larger. Now, here we're talking about a bread or really any food that blew up. Shenispach, it blew up. Ach ein avirim shaboy negashim. There is you don't you. It looks much larger, but inside is really a bunch of ear pockets. So you measure kezayis of this blown up bread, and in Mavarach, that's not a kezayis. They didn't need kezayis. And over here, there is a big, big discussion, a big machloikis. Do you say this in all, no matter what ear pockets you have? And therefore, if I want to measure, if I ate a kezayis of bread, I got to smash it down, make sure that I got no ear pockets in there at all, and that's how I measure how much is a kezayis. Or many of the other sheetahs hold, no, here we're talking about that it swelled larger than usual, but the normal, typical ear pockets, right? You take a piece of rye bread, you'll see a bunch of holes in it. Those are normal little holes. That is counted into the kezayis. So that is a question that the Paiskim have. Obviously, when it comes to Yom Kippur, many people, if they need to measure it, they chop it up and they squeeze it down to measure to the size of the kezayis in order to be machmer. But when it comes to eating in a bracha achrayin, you run into a little bit of a problem. So lemaisa, you should try to eat a kezayis, not including the ear pockets. What happens the other way around? It was a kezayis, but now it dried up, right? Only if you re-moisten it. If not, you will not count that as a kezayis. Okay, so now when it comes to, so that was everything on the kezayis. When it comes to drinking of the rivius, you drank very slowly. So there's some say that no, but when it comes to drinking, you have even a shorter period of time. There's others who say even by drinking, you have kedei achilas pras. Like the halacha is like the second, then therefore you have up to achilas pras, the same amount of time, the same 4 to 9 minutes, let's say, to drink a revius of liquid in order to be mechuyev in the bar nefashos, the bracha achrayna. Vehine, l'inyan shtias tei v'kavei. So you're drinking some tea or coffee, which is very hot. Shaderech l'shtoisek sheicham. You eat it when you drink it when it's hot. V'kosh l'shtoisek below you have sekaderech sharmash. You can't just gulp it down. Ki ma'at ma'at. You sip it slowly. Yesh machloik is rabbi in a person circle of bracha achrayna. L'deir is shayna now. There's many argue whether or not you have to make a bracha achrayna on this tea. Now, especially according to the first sheet, because you drink it very slowly. You shouldn't make a bracha achrayinus. If you had a very hot coffee, you drank the whole thing very slowly, you should not make a bracha achrayinus. And that is the minig olam. And you can't be machbar, like we said yesterday. Suffolk brachas lahakul means you're not allowed to go make the bracha once you're a suffolk. What should you do if you want to avoid this question? Because it's problematic. There's different sheets whether or not I drank a tea slowly, even though it took me 5-6 minutes to drink, if I would have to make a bracha achrayin or not. Leave over at the end of your coffee cup enough of revius. It's not in ma'at that you get cool off a little bit. So you can take the revius at the end in one gulp. But toiv lysis kind, it's appropriate to do this kedei. Lots of salib the kulam, it should be yaitz to everybody. But prat ladas agra, and this galel, the posa kedei shnia, the shia kedei achilz brasa, and it's here for gamashtia, but vadi nachalas kedei. Comes to the grah, holds that you have the 4 minutes, it's not such a big deal to do in order to be mechuyev. Now, in general, let's say you drank a coffee very, very slowly, and you're not sure if you took too long or not, you know, bracha achrayna. So, maisi can make a bracha achrayna, but you want to be yaitza and make the bracha achrayna, it's a very simple solution. Just go ahead and take a cup of soda and drink it, and then make a burn nefesh, a cup of soda, and have in mind to be yaitza the coffee as well. And this way, you eliminated any suffix. Let's do one more so we get to the end of this this Mishabura. Here's an interesting question. So, and this goes back all the way to the beginning of a long time ago. So, let's not talk about bread, because there we said even if we went out, maybe you don't have to make another bracha. But I was eating an apple. I ate a half a gazayas, and then I went outside. Shinu makam, we said you have to make a new bracha. Remember that? We said that if you go outside, you leave, you come back, you got to make a new bracha. You can't continue eating unless you are halcha drachim. Assuming you weren't halcha drachim, the bevadi tzarich levarach shaynis betchila filu bepas. You have to make a new bracha even pas. But let's not talk about bread. That's a more complicated question. Yesh la'inim chaz avachah pachas v'jigi with achilas pras and star. So what happened? I did it all kedei achilas pras. I took a bite of an apple, half a gazayas. I walked outside. I come back in. I definitely have to make another bar of priates. I make another bar of priates. I eat another half a gazayas. I did this all in less than 4 minutes. Do we say going outside? That's hesach das, meaning that since it was hesach das, my two half a gazayas will not be mitzdarif. Or no, that lamaisa I ate an apple k'toy k'dei achilas pras. I ate a gazayas, and therefore I should make a bar of nefashes. I'm Magen Avraham, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Magen Avraham, it says that you could, in that case, you could make a bar, you could be Mitzvah, those two half a kesesim, and make the Bracha Achrayna. Okay, we'll continue with Sif Katan Beis tomorrow. Goyach.